I didn't realize it was that heavy. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the regularly scheduled Wednesday, January 4th, 2017 meeting of the Portland City Council. It's now called to order. And the first order of business is an exciting one. It is call the roll.
Yeah.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udalite.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. Now can I do it?
Oh,
for God's sake. Now can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, now we're all here, and we're seriously ready to go. The first order of business is to elect Commissioner Hugh Daly, President of the Portland City Council. She'll serve
second.
Through June of 2017. We already have a second. Do we have a motion?
I have a nominating speech I'd like to read.
Please, a long one, I hope.
No.
Are you nominated?
No, you called her off. She's already been seconded.
Okay. I think you just nominated her, Mayor.
Perfect. Call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
I've been on this council for 8 years. I have not seen such a brazen power grab in all those 8 years. I think she's not been a member. She's in her first minute of service. She's now the deputy of the Disaster Policy Council. That's fast work. Aye. Proudly.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Carl, I understand we have a new voting order.
Yes, you do. It's the first quarter, so we start with position number one, which is Commissioner Fritz.
Terrific. Thank you. Our next order of business is communications. Carla, before you call up the first resident for communications, I want to say a few words regarding council proceedings and maintaining decorum. This is council policy. The purpose of the council meetings is to engage with and hear the recommendations from the community on the public's business in order for us to hear from everyone and give due consideration to matters before the council. We must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, both those here and those watching on their computers or TVs, we want to quickly review some of the public testimony guidelines. My hope is that these details help everyone to feel comfortable and included in our proceedings and also ensure that decorum is maintained. During the meeting, there are two opportunities for public participation. The first is the communications part of the agenda, which we're on right now. Communication items are an opportunity to briefly speak about any subjects. These items must be scheduled in advance with the council clerk's office. The second opportunity is the first reading of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. Public testimony of these items must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We do not require your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that information at the start of your testimony. If you're here representing an organization, please disclose that as well. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated at the meeting. When you have 30 seconds left, you'll hear a beep and a yellow light will flash on the box before you. When your time is up, you'll hear 4 beeps and the red light will flash. I'll need you to conclude your testimony at that time, and I'll help you wend your way through that. If you have handouts for us, please give them to the council clerk and she'll distribute them to the council members. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting people's testimony during council deliberations, will obviously not be allowed. If that behavior is seen, this guidance serves as a warning that anyone disrupting this proceeding may be escorted from the council chambers and excluded from City Hall. If folks would like to show your support or displeasure for a particular item or comment, please do so with a simple thumbs up, exactly, or a thumbs down, so that no one is disrupted, but we can still see your expression of either approval or disapproval. Carla, could you please call up the first person for communication?